I've had so many experiences with you folks and others, for which I'm very, very grateful. I'm telling John Thompson that I'm very grateful that he turned the job down.
We all are.
And it was a situation, you know. I went to work state tournament in Minnesota, and then sometime after that was a tournament in Missouri. But every place I went, there were observers who helped you with what you were doing, helped you get better. Jerry Seaman was the first guy I had as an observer. And gosh, this is terrific. And in the old days, talking about officiating was kind of like sex. You just do it in the privacy of your own home. You know, you just don't talk about officiating. Some of you older guys remember that. And so one of the best compliments I had was from Jeff down the road. And to a point, Jeff said that he identified that we were struggling with trying to do some things. And he said, the best thing that's going is whether they agree with you or not, they're talking about officiating. And once people start talking about it, pretty soon it snowballs. You find the things that best work for you and help you become more desirable as officials, as people in your professions, and in your homes. It's just amazing. It's been a whirlwind. I moved here in 1988, and I can remember it as it was yesterday. You guys have shared your stories, and for those of you who aren't sure about some of the stories, I can assure you that some have been embellished a little bit.